You are listening to the Vernon Verona Sherrill Central School District Techie Teacher Tribe podcast. This is an EdTech-focused podcast spotlighting the daily awesomeness of VVS school teachers. The mission of this podcast is to spread awareness across the district and community of the exemplary 21st century instruction happening here at VVS. Thank you for listening. Welcome to episode 5 of the Techie Teacher Tribe podcast. I'm here with Mr. Pat Whalen at VVS High School, and we're going to be talking about using WeVideo for student video creation today. Pat, what do you teach?
So I teach history here. I teach 10th graders. I have sections of global and I have sections of AP Euro.
Awesome. So I know that this is something relatively new for your curriculum, but could you talk a little bit about your plans for implementing WeVideo in your classroom?
Sure. So I am going out here shortly. So my wife is very pregnant. She could give birth, seems like any minute.
Yep.
So I wanted to design something that they could do to review while I was out. And that's kind of where I got the idea for the WeVideo. So I like to implement projects where the kids can talk about history in whatever format makes sense to them and what they like. So I like for them to be able to use creativity their own way. So I have a couple projects designed around like that function, and I thought this would be perfect because it allows the kids to review content that we talked about but then put their own flair into it. So I got the idea. I went to one of your training sessions on WeVideo, and when I put one together, I guess the history nerd in me, I made one that was like a story about one of the characters that, we talk about and we teach in the classroom. So I thought it would be kind of neat to have the kids do the same thing. So yeah. I designed the projects around them making basically hype videos. So they're going to take a time period in history that we talked about in class, talk about some of the important events, the important people, and then like hype up the event and then make the videos, and how they want to put that together is up to them.
So basically what your plan is to use these videos that your students this year are creating and then using them as introductions to your units for next year's students, like a hype up the unit kind of thing, or that's what you originally were talking about
You best laid plans, of course. I mean, if it depends. I mean, some kids I'm sure will struggle with this, but some will it'll take off. So I've never done this, which is I enjoy doing new things, but if they come out great, I can definitely see myself using them next year. But for short term, what I'm going to do is after everyone's done, I use Edpuzzle as a platform to do my homework, and I post vocabulary videos on there, so it's something that they're all familiar with, they can get on. So I'm going to post all of these videos on Edpuzzle, and then I'm going to have students watch each other. So while they may have just picked one topic from our curriculum, hopefully they'll be able to view multiple topics, and it'll be just kind of a nice culminating review activity.
Like a jigsaw type activity.
You got it.
And I like that you're using this for review, because when I was teaching, I know the typical review at the end of the year is kind of like very tedious.
Yes.
The teacher doesn't like it. The students don't like it.
Very true.
It's not necessarily the most effective thing to do to just fly through curriculum really quickly at the end of the year. So if you can have students really dive into something and then watch each other's creations, I feel like it's more engaging. And it's also like a different way for them to receive the content as well. Yeah. So I like that for review.
I definitely agree with you. And for my AP students especially, they have a lot more curriculum to deal with, and that can be overwhelming. And I tell them, reading a textbook is great, and there's a lot of great information in there. But after an hour or two of that, you gotta find something else. So I definitely look for different ways to get them information, and I think videos are a fun way to do that. So obviously when you make something, that's gonna take that short term information that you're putting in and help you store that long term. But to be able to watch someone else talk, especially this time of year, I think the kids are ready for that. So it's good.
And so there's something to be said about the YouTube generation that we're educating right now. I've done a lot of trainings on video creation in the classroom, and sometimes I felt like as a teacher that they would rather hear it from a video than from me standing right in front of them.
Sure.
And I don't know if that's good or bad, because we want to make sure that they're able to communicate with people face to face, but
at the same time, if you have a healthy mix of both, I think that's a good way to communicate with 21st century learners, because that's what they do. They get onto YouTube to learn something. There was a former superintendent that I worked with that he was so upset because YouTube robbed him of the chance to teach his son how to tie a tie. Uh-huh. And he wanted to teach his son how to tie a tie, but he had already just gone and YouTubed it. So it's just a natural instinct that they have to learn from video. So do you have, I know you haven't implemented this yet with students, but you have already created the hype video kind of model.
Yes.
From the training.
Yep.
So can you talk a little bit about WeVideo in itself, ease of use, why you like it?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I'm reasonably tech savvy. I'll stop right there. I have never put videos together, so that was new to me. So I figured if I could go through and do it, that the students with help would be able to do the same thing. So I went in with a general idea of what I wanted to do, and the project kind of evolved from there. But I thought it was pretty intuitive. And you can add more, but there's three layers. Mm-hmm. So you have two layers to put your images, and you know, the top layer will go on top, and you can move them around. So as I was playing through the features, I was able to put text and pictures where I wanted to, and then adding sound was probably one of the easiest things I've ever mm-hmm. done. And you know, when I was done, you know, I took a step back, I pressed play, and you know, what I was thinking was, wow, this is pretty cool. I can't believe I actually did this.
Right.
So I'm kind of hoping that the kids feel the same way, and you know, if they can get excited and invested into a project mm-hmm. and review some of the content, then mission accomplished. That's kind of what I'm looking for.
Absolutely. WeVideo is probably my most favorite video editing software for a few different reasons. First of all, it's cloud-based, so it's device agnostic. You don't need to have a PC or a Mac. You can have a Chromebook, essentially just a browser. Mm-hmm. It's also a mobile app, so if students want to continue to work on their video at home with their cell phone, they can continue to contribute to it through the app. The other thing is that it has two different modes. So for younger learners or beginners, it's even simpler than those three different, what did you say, that they're...
Yeah, they're... not really sure what you call them. They're basically like fields,
yes.
Windows.
Yes, so like I can't, the tracks. So
sure.
There's three
tracks.
Different tracks.
Yep.
So it's even more simple than that. It's called storyboard mode, where it's just one track and you can add, and you just basically drag and drop, and it's very easy to use. So for beginners, it's a really nice tool. Are you using the licenses that VBS High School has purchased?
Yeah, so... Okay. Yeah, Ms. Laramie, who's our library specialist here in the high school, has been great. We have a number of licenses, and I don't know how many it is. It's enough for me. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to have my students pair up, and then that license will allow them to access, you know, all like the premium features. So
yeah.
We can give the license to the students, and they can use all the fancy you know, images and screen changes
mm-hmm.
and publish in, I think it's even up like 4K. Not that
yeah.
we'd be able to watch it in
I
4K,
know,
but
you can publish
still,
it
we can
4K.
Make it, yeah.
And it saves right to your Google Drive.
Yep, yeah.
So that's a really nice feature, too, that the MP4 saves right to your Google Drive, then you can just click to share it.
Yep.
So with WeVideo is a free tool for up to 5 minutes of published
mm-hmm.
video
mm-hmm.
Per month. So if you plan on using it for a project that's less than 5 minutes every month, you can use WeVideo for free. So basically, and that's per student. If you have the paid licenses, VVS High School has a certain number. I think it's like either 30 or 60. I don't remember. They purchased a group of licenses. But what's nice about those licenses is that they can be assigned to certain students. And then when that project is
mm-hmm.
done, we can take the license back and give it to a different set of students.
Yep.
So basically, if we're planning out different projects throughout the year, we could buy 30 licenses and have 100-plus students actually using WeVideo.
Yeah, and my understanding, too, is once they make the video, we can now have that video.
Mm-hmm.
So, for example, I'm going to post those videos on Edpuzzle, so I'll have those videos,
yeah.
And the kids will no longer have the license. So they won't be able to go back and edit it necessarily.
Yes,
but
you'll have the finished product.
Yeah, I'll have that finished product.
And then there's one other thing I wanted to mention.
Well, another thing I can add, too, is, you know, I was a little bit nervous about doing a project like this with me not being here.
Mm-hmm.
But with it all being cloud-based, like you say, I can I can see what they have done. I could even grade them if I had to at home.
Yeah.
So I don't even have to literally be here to kind of see how they're doing, or even if there's a question, if I could log in and look at the video. So that flexibility that I have with this project is really nice.
And that's the other, you reminded me of what I wanted to say. So WeVideo is the only video editing software that I know of that is when you have the paid version, is a truly collaborative software. So for example, if you were having students in previous years do a video project through Windows Movie Maker, if you had people, those two students collaborating on something, they would have to be sitting at the same device to be working on the video. They couldn't be on two different devices working on the video. So, and they would have to maybe even pass a USB port back and forth with the latest, most updated version of the video. With WeVideo, you can't be in there simultaneously together, but it's just like a Google Doc where it's shared between two accounts.
Right.
So student A can go home and work on the video, and then student B can pick up where student A left off. And then also the teacher version is really nice as far as the project management, because you can see, just like a Google Doc, you can see their progress as they're working, like you mentioned, whereas in other video editing softwares, you would just assign the project and get a finished product back. Mm-hmm. You wouldn't necessarily have a lens into their progress throughout, but with WeVideo you do, so I highly recommend using it. Anything else that you would want to share, or any, I know you haven't implemented the project yet, but anything that, you know, you're looking out for, if you had words of advice for someone that's looking to do something like this?
Yeah, again, it's kind of tough to know, you know, because this is just something I designed. You know, just to kind of give you an insight into my thought process. So I designed a rubric first and then went in and tried to make the video based on that rubric.
Mm-hmm.
And I found that my ultimate vision for it was a little bit different than the rubric. So I kind of tweaked that to make it fit. And I don't want to stifle the kids with, like, you know, it needs to be A to B to C. I want to let them be creative. That's kind of the whole purpose of the project, so that they can, you know, work with the content whatever way that they want to.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I thought that making that rubric was a little bit of a process. That probably took me the longest time. And then I think that reflection piece. So knowing that other students are going to watch it, and then having, so we designed sheets that the kids are going to watch other students' videos and then reflect on those and hand those in.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that adds a little bit of a layer of accountability.
Absolutely.
To it. Not for all students, but for most.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm really hoping that the quality of these is pretty good.
Right.
Yeah, but other than that, you know, the first time through, we'll kind of see how it goes.
Mm-hmm.
I'm excited for them. I think you know, the students who can kind of lend their creativity, you know, in these formats, I think will really have a lot of fun with this.
Yeah, and it's not a typical thing where, you know, sometimes students excel really well in class because they're good test takers,
mm-hmm.
or whatnot. So this is a different type of assessment,
absolutely.
Really. And I like what you said about essentially publishing their work is increasing their accountability.
I think so.
Yes. Awesome. So we end each podcast episode with a techie teacher shout out. Do you have a shout out for a colleague?
Oh, sure. I'll give a shout out to my colleague, another global teacher, 9th and 10th grade, Dan Margo. You know, we work really closely with a lot of things, and that includes technology. You know, we've both gone some of those, like, Google expeditions. You know,
mm-hmm.
we work really closely in trying to keep our content in line. So he's another good techie teacher. I'll give him a shout out.
All right. Well, thank you very much for listening. And thank you for doing
absolutely.
This.